Chapter 36. The truth can be glimpsed only through the eyes of death. Sienna repeated the words to herself as she continued to search every inch of Vasari's brutal battle scene, hoping something might stand out. She saw eyes of death everywhere. Which ones are we looking for? She wondered if maybe the eyes of death were a reference to all the rotting corpses strewn across Europe by the Black Death. At least that would explain the plague mask. Out of the blue, a childhood nursery rhyme jumped into Sienna's mind. Ring around the rosy, a pocket full of posies. Ashes, ashes, we all fall down. She used to recite the poem as a schoolgirl in England, until she heard that it derived from the Great Plague of London in 1665. Allegedly, a ring around the rosy was a reference to a rose-colored pustule on the skin that developed a ring around it and indicated that one was infected. Sufferers would carry a pocket full of posies in an effort to mask the smell of their own decaying bodies, as well as the stench of the city itself, where hundreds of plague victims dropped dead daily, their bodies then cremated. Ashes, ashes, we all fall down.
For the love of God, Langdon blurted suddenly, wheeling around toward the opposite wall.
Sienna looked over. What's wrong? That's the name of a piece of art that was once on display here. For the love of God. Bewildered, Sienna watched Langdon hurry across the room to a small glass door, which he tried to open. It was locked. He put his face to the glass, cupping his hands around his eyes and peering inside. Whatever Langdon was looking for, Sienna hoped he spotted it in a hurry. The custodian had just reappeared, now with a look of deepening suspicion at the sight of Langdon sauntering off to snoop at a locked door. Sienna waved cheerfully to the custodian, but the man glared at her for a long, cold beat, and then disappeared.
Lo Studiolo.
Positioned behind a glass door, directly opposite the hidden words Cerca Trova in the Hall of the 500, was nestled a tiny windowless chamber. Designed by Vasari as a secret study for Francesco I, the rectangular studiolo rose to a rounded, barrel-vaulted ceiling, which gave those inside the feeling of being inside a giant treasure chest. Fittingly, the interior glistened with objects of beauty. More than 30 rare paintings adorned the walls and ceiling, mounted so close to one another that they left virtually no empty wall space. The Fall of Icarus, an allegory of human life, nature presenting Prometheus with spectacular gems. As Langdon peered through the glass into the dazzling space beyond, he whispered to himself, "The eyes of death."